Saga Egmont presents The Late Crew by Rab Ferguson, read by Manav Thiara. The Night Before. Above the town of Moorfield, a red light and a green light danced across the night sky. The green light dodged and spun and darted between the stars. The red light chased after it, getting closer and closer until eventually, flash! Green light was gone. It left behind a dark shape that fell towards the earth. The red light was still for a moment, almost like it was watching the object fall. Then it vanished too. The stars in the night sky carried on twinkling as if nothing at all had happened. The morning routine. Tyler was going to be late. It was Friday, which was a bad day to be late. This was because the one who doesn't understand dealt with late pupils on Fridays. When it came to the one who doesn't understand, if you were late, you were in trouble, even if you had a good reason. "It's time to get up now," Tyler said to his younger brother, Levi. Said Levi, still in bed. Tyler suspected Levi had got out of bed in the night to look at the stars again. Levi loved astronomy, and had left his round glasses on the windowsill. "Come on, Levi," said Tyler, trying to stay calm. "It's only my third week of secondary school. I don't want to be late again." Levi kept his eyes shut. Tyler knew he was only pretending to be asleep. "You have maths today. That's your favourite lesson. You'd feel rotten if you missed it," said Tyler. Levi opened one eye suspiciously, but didn't get out of bed. Tyler needed to really get his attention. "We can talk about space on the way to school," said Tyler. That did it. Levi jumped out of bed, suddenly full of energy. He was wearing rocket ship pyjamas. "We have to talk about space," Levi announced brightly. "You've said..." "Pinky promise," Tyler said. "Pinky promise," Levi repeated. The brothers hooked pinkies. "Come on now," Tyler added. "Let's do your morning routine." Levi put on his glasses and gave Tyler a double thumbs up. Tyler did Levi's morning routine with him every day. It went like this. 1. Help Levi wash his face. 2. Brush teeth together. 3. Pick out clothes with Levi. 4. Talk to Levi while he got dressed. 5. Put Levi's socks on for him. 6. Pour cereal, then milk, into a bowl for Levi. 7. Eat breakfast together. 8. Clean Levi's dishes and his own. Even when they were late, Tyler didn't rush the routine. He needed to do it all properly or Levi became very upset. Levi was autistic. This meant he thought in a different way to Tyler. Levi liked patterns and he liked certain things to be done the same way every day. The morning routine was one of these things. On this day, by the time they got to number 8 on the list and Tyler was putting their dishes in the sink, the digital clock read 8:40 a.m. That was when he was meant to start school. He sighed as he ran the water hot. He still needed to bring Mum her morning cup of tea. He was definitely going to be late. Mum's Yellow Bedroom. "Hi, Mum," said Tyler, holding the cup of tea he'd made for her.
"Good morning, my angel," said Mum.
She was sitting up in bed in pink pyjamas. Mum had long blonde hair and a kind face. Her blue eyes always looked a bit sleepy, and she had the biggest smile. She was smiling now. Mum's bedroom was small and cosy. She'd given Tyler and Levi the bigger room to share. Mum liked matching colours, so there was lots of yellow in the room. She had yellow bedding, yellow pillows, yellow curtains, and a painting of a yellow sunflower. Tyler put the cup of tea down on her bedside table. Mum's bed smelt sugary sweet, like perfume. "Thank you," said Mum. She looked at the bedside clock. It was an old-fashioned one with bells on the top. It was, of course, yellow. The hand showed it was 9:15.
"I've told you before, you don't need to worry about my cup of tea when you're late for school," she scolded him softly.
"I like making your cup of tea," said Tyler. He spoke quietly in Mum's room because her room...